Good morning, Mike Malewski here at Big Cabbage Radio. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Mike Malewski. How are you? This is Jody Anderson.
Jody Anderson. Well, you sound warm. You don't sound cold or anything. So you have heat at home and out at the farm, and everything is just perfect. And what's happening?
Wow. Happy New Year.
Oh, and that too. Yes, Happy New Year. 2022 is here. Boy, do I have a lot of questions for you. But,
boy.
But why don't you just start out by saying, notice anything different last few days?
There was a little breeze, I felt. We've had quite a hit here at the farm. The wind has done some window blowout damage to some of our buildings. We've lost some roofing. Let's see, what else? The cows are fine. So everybody can just breathe easy now. The cows are just fine.
Right, all right.
We lost partial power yesterday. Not all of our power, but we lost we ended up with like a trickle. And so that really hurt our backup generator system because it wasn't enough of a power failure to trip it over to emergency.
Oh.
And so it's kind of like a long brownout. Yeah, if you think about it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
wreaks havoc with lots of different mechanical pieces of things. We're dealing with that. I just have to say that Jeff Johnson, who's our facilities guy here, is amazing and has gone above and beyond, as have, you know, so many others. But he is really just spent so many hours here, though it's warmer here than at his house because they lost power completely there. So he's been working diligently to make sure that everything's running. We're closed to the public because of the debris that is still flinging around. Some of the roofing material is metal, and it's very dangerous in the winds. So we also haven't had time to really do any sand preparation with our ice rink that used to be our parking lot. So it's just unsafe for the public. So we've closed ourselves to the public again today. However, Mike,
right,
as you well know, we tend to thrive in adversity, and we shift gears and move forward. And I want to let everyone know today that at noon there will be a great presentation called Blackout Backup Basics with Art Nash and Julie Cassio. They're going to talk about kind of from the energy point of view and perspective, because that's Art's specialty. He'll be talking about, you know, safe use of generators and backup energy sources and backup heat sources. And Julie, who is, as many of you know, our you know, food expert, preservation and all things food, Julie will be talking about different types of foods to kind of focus on or use during, and how to cook during times like this. So this is a very timely, excellent opportunity for people to, if they are able to, get online. Even if they're not, they'll be able to see the recording of it later. Not that it will help later, but maybe in terms of preparation for some other event that may happen. So, pretty excited that our faculty is so flexible and so willing to shift gears immediately and able to do something like this and bring it to everyone. The good news, too, is that Art is located in Fairbanks, and they also have had quite a weather new year, end of year and new year. And so he has lots of really good pieces of advice and tips and just general safety for people to gather and learn from. So that's happening today at noon. So really excited to be able to offer that. Yes, it is online, but hopefully I right now am using my cell phone as a hotspot because the farm's on GCI.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
GCI has been down for quite a while, and with no idea of the future. So
I would share that we use both MTA and GCI in different locations, and MTA has been up here at the studio very nicely. GCI had some difficulty even with the LTE for a while, but now that's back up in a strength so that cell service can be used as a hotspot, as you're doing. I've not had any report about GCI's timing when they expect to be back with internet service. Have you heard anything at all about that?
I have not. I've heard that the wait time on the call list is over an hour just to call in. So, yeah, I'm not sure. But I have not heard anything about the internet repair time at
okay.
this point. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a tidbit for you, if I could.
Sure.
Just a safety moment. Coming down the Palmer Wasilla Highway this morning to get to work, and the lights, all of the lights, the traffic lights as well as the street lights at the Trunk Palmer Wasilla intersection are still out, and people are flying through it.
Oh.
And so if you are going, please, please, please be careful in the dark. It sneaks up on you. And it's been there a while, but some of us kind of revert back to our driving the Palmer Wasilla before that was there. And so just be careful, please, if you're out and about in the dark. Some intersections don't have any lights at all, and That's a pretty hairy one, so I hope people are just slow down a little bit and proceed with caution.
Okay, now that we've sort of done some summaries, there were some specifics about this wind impact on things. It's ongoing, even though the wind, at least in downtown Palmer, has just yesterday, it just went like away. It went over to Wasilla or somewhere.
what
do you have any sense of the wind at the present time at the farm?
All joking aside, there is a little breeze, but it certainly isn't anything like it was the last 3 days. When I got out of the car, there's definitely still some wind, but I just don't see it as impactful as what we had the last few days. So it is dying down a little bit here too.
Let's first look at drifting.
Yes.
Drifting around buildings, and particularly I'm still working on digging out the front door, which
I did see that picture. That's quite a glacier you have there.
And the irony of it all. Well, I mean, the good news was that the wind blew all the snow out of the driveway, so drive back and forth didn't have to do anything.
That's so sweet.
But it created that incredible and slowly hardening situation. So what about the farm? You have buildings that stick up, things that stick up and catch wind.
We do. Yeah.
How bad is it?
We have some drifts, certainly in their areas, but we're kind of in a wind tunnel here. We're right where the northeast winds from the Matanuska come through, as well as the east winds from Kinnick. So we get quite a bit of wind, and it's probably all in Dillingham right now, the snow that was here. I think it's we definitely don't have the drifting problem as much because it was such a long sustaining wind that it just consistently blew. Certainly we have build up at some doors, but fortunately many of those are openings that we're not using at the present time. So that's all good news. With regard to drifts, I would say that's probably the least of our worries right now. So.
Okay, well, what's the most of your worries?
The most of our worries is our hot water heater here and our boilers here in the main building. Those are our two biggest issues. With the long brownout, we lost the motor that runs our boilers, and they're not sure if it's permanent loss or if they're able to tweak it together. And that's one of the reasons Jeff was here till 9 last night, trying to make sure that we can use it. The heat is on, but I don't know what status it's on. Also, we're running on emergency generators, so we'll be buying lots of gasoline.
Oh, right.
we'll have a lot of fuel purchasing here today in a little while.
Well, one of the other things that many people have done, we have at home and, of course, here at the studio and all of our sites, we have backup power units, UPS units,
mm-hmm.
that are set to deal with that kind of brownout.
Yeah.
And for much of electronic equipment, which is sensitive, that seems to be you should do that, of course. But then you're bringing up something interesting in looking at boiler motors, et cetera, other pieces of equipment that can be damaged. But typically we do not put a UPS unit there to help run and to take care of those brownouts until the generator kicks in a steady way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where, you know, it's in my mind, at least the way that I think of our boiler, and I know that it's, you know, gas generated, so, you know, it's gas kind
right.
of thing. You know,
sure.
even though I know that there are electronic parts inside.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely a really good point about the UPS backups. We certainly didn't have that. I think that we're also having trouble with our intake for our hot water heater. Jeff just saw the code this morning, so he went out. And I think that has a lot to do with our the snow buildup and drifting at the intake air vent. So he went out to check on that. And it's on a corner of a building that probably had that problem. So
Right. So let's switch from the hard equipment issue. Let's go to something a wee bit different.
Yes.
I note, Lee reported, she took a walk out in the field at the west end of the cross runway at the Palmer Airport. It's a big, very large field. And she said, not much there. It's all been, you know, sort of blown away. And that field is occasionally cut, but there are a lot of other fields that are going to probably be in a similar situation. They've been
mm-hmm.
scoured with this wind. And that snow, which was there sitting and doing what snow does when it sits in fields, is no longer there. What long-term impact will that have on things?
Right. Well, as our temperature is dropping, this morning it was 4 below here. I definitely see, that frozen soil layer increasing when you lose your insulation. The good news is that if a field has been cut and there's stubble left behind, that helps kind of trap some snow, at least, and air in that kind of stubble layer. So you still get a residual insulating effect. However, if you have a field or, say, a garden plot, or a brand new yard that doesn't have grass on it yet, if you haven't built up that stubble or you don't have stubble and it's just raw soil, you're going to end up with a really hard frozen, deep frozen layer without the snow insulation that we had a week ago.
Right.
That's gonna definitely drive that active layer into a thicker frozen layer, which ultimately results in a slower breakup. You know, getting that heat, the surface, you know, heats up pretty quickly, but getting it to drive that heat in is really a slower process in the springtime. So. The best thing that could happen to us now, as weird as it sounds, is we just need more snow.
Right. And I'm looking ahead at the prediction. I see maybe an inch or so over the next 10 days, but not much predicted. The good news, though, is that starting roughly Sunday, moving on next week, it looks like the temperature is going to go up into the 20s.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah, I think that, you know, for a lot of people, especially if it's a newer construction and if you have a septic tank or, you know, you have a well and your pipes obviously are buried, but they're not buried super, super deep. This, you know, this increasing frozen layer could really affect that water pipe. So trying to keep it insulated by, you know, just stacking bales of hay on top of your pipeline that you know where it is underground, just stack hay bales on top of it. That'll at least help in this short-term period before we get some more snow.
Okay, interesting ideas. Well, we're into 2022.
We are.
And of course, we're rapidly heading toward spring.
Yes.
Lee's already been looking at some seeds and the starting of that and some and so on. So what can we expect in the next month before we come back and talk again in February from people out there in terms of programs?
Oh, yeah. In terms of programs, this month is organization is our theme for the month. Obviously, we're shifting a little bit away from it today with our course with Blackout Backup Basics, but we'll be talking more about preparing for less stress and healthy eating. We've got some snowblower safety. We've got organizing your garden, your home, to stay ahead of the pests. So we've got lots of different presentations this month focusing on organization. And that's really, you know, with regard to kind of the garden, that's what January is about, is going through your seeds from last year that you saved, figuring out, you know, going through those sexy seed catalogs and dreaming about your new garden space for the summer. And then actually, you know, organizing yourself to the point of purchasing those seeds. Just a heads up, you know, the last couple years, seed sellers have just been overwhelmed by so many orders and have sold out of many, many different seeds. And so I would say organize yourself quickly and get those orders in as soon as you can, because the last couple of years, if you waited too long, you may miss out on a particular variety that you're looking for, or even a vegetable or fruit or flower. So just, you know, this is a great month to kind of pull it all together, get ready, and, you know, pull the trigger, order those seeds, and get ahead of the game a little bit. Certainly, those people who are interested in flowers, a lot of flowers you start in February. So you do want to make sure you have those seeds on hand and ready to go.
Got it. Okay. Very good. Mike Malefsky here at Big Cabbage Radio, talking to Jody Anderson, who's called in from the farm. And it looks like it's still there. Which is a good thing.
It is.
There have been occasional actual damages in downtown Palmer, other places, sheds and so on. Any of those peripheral structures or damages happened out there?
Yep. We lost six windows around the farm, blew out. Most likely the damage was flying debris that hit them.
Hit them, right.
We've had several roofs either off or loosened quite a bit. And, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of, the wind is kind of like a little kid when they have an itch and they just keep itching and you tell them to stop. And as soon as they get like one corner, they just keep going and going and going. And the wind, once it gets, you know, just a little bit under something, it just keeps picking away at it until it just, it destroys it. So, yeah, we've lost some roofing. Fortunately, the main building and the Kodiak Cottage and the mess hall and the barn are all fine. And that's really where most of our people are in terms of our work and the lease with Fish and Game. The moose have been getting fed, and they're doing well. And the cows are resilient and very happy to get fed yesterday morning as they were all running uphill to get it. They were kind of sheltered in place, drank some water, and then hurried up to get their fresh bale of of haylage. Pretty excited. But we've had some damage. The Connex that Arctic Harvest Deliveries uses blew over. It was tipped over, blown over, And then once it was on its side, it moved quite a bit.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So I haven't heard from Arctic Harvest yet, but I have sent them information about the status of their Connex. In that process, the power was pulled from the power box, so it's disconnected, which is good. We were going to have to do that anyway, but now we don't have to. Nature took care of that.
So, such odd things that have probably not happened in the memory of anybody. Okay, Jody, we're coming toward a close. Any last comments to share with listeners before we finish this day?
Oh, man, just be careful out there as you're moving around. The ice has turned into Zamboni-like ice, and so just be really careful and take care of each other. Check in on your neighbors, on elders that you know, and those who aren't feeling well, who can't get out. If you're out and about, touch base and see if you can pick something up for them and drop it off. A lot of people are still without power, and so, yeah, just take care of each other. If you're able to and are interested, please join us today at noon for our presentation. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay, same to you. All righty. Well, take care.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll talk
you
next
too.
Month.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.